You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from Belfast, where we're at the Technology for Life Fair 2024. As blind and partially sighted people, accessible voting is never far from our minds. Many of us will, of course, be familiar with the accessible voting device, the tactile template that you can find at your polling station on voting day. And, of course, with a general election looming, I'm sure this topic will be front and centre once again. I'm joined by Patrick from PacFlat.
Yes, PacFlat.
There we go. We got that right. So just tell me what you understand as being the issues, because I'm a blind voter, and when I go to cast my vote, I'm trusting that somebody at the polling station is giving me accurate information about the names of the candidates, and also that they have the correct template and that they're fitting that properly to the ballot paper, and that when I cast my vote, that it is a valid vote and that it will be counted. There's lots of opportunities for things to go wrong, isn't there? So tell me how you've tackled some of those issues.
Well, the first thing we want to address is that when the ballot paper is attached to the McGonagall reader, that it's the right way up and it's not back to front, it's not upside down. So we encourage the presiding officer poll clerk team, and there's a tutorial embedded in the system to help them to do that. The next thing that we try to address is giving the blind person a mental picture of what's on the ballot paper. So, for example, we'll tell you what the election's for. So, for example, election to the Northern Ireland Assembly. We'll tell you what the voting system is. So it's vote for as many or a few candidates as you like. Put a one in the box opposite your first preference, two, three, and so on. Then we address then some of the concerns that have come back to us from blind people who have said to us, well, look, it could work perfectly well, but when I go home, I may have the nagging doubt that maybe the pencil wasn't working, maybe I didn't hold it the right way up. There's nothing I can do about that. So we said, well, look, what we'll do, first of all, we'll take the pencil, and we're going to make the pencil from graphite. So even if the lead breaks, the frame of the pencil will still mark the ballot paper. We're going to put a prominent finger, thumb grip on the pencil, so you can't hold it the wrong way around. Furthermore, if you want to, we can give you a scribble pad where after you voted, you can write, for example, a code that you dream up. Let's say it's RNAB. Let's say you want to write 1, 2, 3, because that's the preferences that you wanted to make, and you can show that to the presiding officer and he'll read it back to you. Now, you're not disclosing any confidential information, but that is information that you can take home with you. You can show it to a family member or a friend and they can reassure you, yes, you did make a mark on that scribble pad, you did make RNIB, you did write 1, 2, 3, so the pencil was working. The likelihood of you not marking the ballot paper, therefore, is fairly remote. So that's fairly reassuring. So those are things, some of the things that we've addressed to try and help take away the doubt from the voter's mind.
Do you want to give me a little bit of a demonstration? I see you've got a demonstration unit on the table just in front of us here.
Yeah, we have indeed. First thing we want to do is to give you a total mental picture of what is on the ballot paper. There are three key pieces of information. What you're voting for, so for example, the Northern Ireland Assembly, what system you're using, in this case it's a single transferable vote, so you can vote one for your first choice, two for your second choice, three for your third choice, and so on. And then you want to know how many candidates are there and who are they. So by pressing the function button, it will tell you how many candidates are standing in this election, and it'll read out their names. That's before you do any voting at all. So you now have a mental picture of what's on the ballot paper.
Election of councillors to any town city council. Vote for no more than three candidates by putting a cross in the box next to each of your choices. There are seven candidates in this election. Their names are Adedeji, Lisa, Beatrice, Natalia, Chowdhury, Suresh, Collado, Gino, McNamara, Neve, Owolabi, Bola, and Thomas Briggs, Joe.
So you've got all the information. So now what you can, you now can revert to marking the ballot. So if you, let's say for example, if you go down, there's a column of doorbells. If you just move over toward me, yeah, you feel the column of doorbells. Yep. So press the first doorbell.
Adedeji, Lisa. Oh,
so that's the first count.
Anytown, XY95KP. The Pineapple Party.
To the right of that doorbell is a door. So you open the door the whole way back and push the door down on the doorbell.
Adedeji, Lisa. 17 The Parade, Anytown, XY95KP. The Pineapple Party.
What you've done there is you've exposed the only part of the ballot paper where you can make a mark for that candidate. And our advice is to leave the door open, because you might want to remind yourself who you cast your votes for before you complete the exercise and submit your ballot paper.
Okay, so I'm just going to count down. I'm going to open the third door and press it down on the doorbell.
Chowdhury Suresh, with an address in Anytown, the Banana Party.
So, Patrick, this all seems pretty clear to me and pretty straightforward. Where are we in terms of getting this used more widely?
Well, the first thing, important thing to say is that this has been piloted by RNIB in Norfolk and the National Council for the Blind in Ireland. And in the RNIB trials, they're going to be reporting next month. And out of five devices used, this one came out tops over all the other devices. My understanding is that the RNIB will report that next month. Right now, we have three early adopters. We have Bristol City Council, we have Amber Valley Council, and we have Isle of Scilly. And they have placed firm orders for the McGonagall reader, and these will be used probably in the local government elections on the first Thursday in May.
Well, we're always happy to help get the word out here at RNIB Connect Radio. Patrick, let's close this out by sharing your web details where listeners can learn more.
Well, if you just go into www.packflat, that's PAKFLAWT.com, and you will be able to look for a McGonagall reader.
Well, it's been an honour, Patrick. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. McGonagall Reader, and that's at, give us that website one more time.
www.pakflat.com.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.